So you must handle the network marketing issue right up front. With this approach, you're giving them a full understanding of the industry first. There are two systems broadly being taught today. Number one, covertly hiding the network marketing issue. Number two, full disclosure. By that I mean people get tired of hiding the issue, so they just come right out and say that it's network marketing. The problem with full disclosure is that most people have heard of network marketing, but only a handful of people fully know what it is. Oh, they've got their perceptions of what they think it is. They may have even been in network marketing, but most people's knowledge is incomplete. The full disclosure method requires you to handle their issues on the subject right then, which can take a lot of doing. So much doing that I personally won't do it. Because now you've got a prospect who thinks they know what network marketing is, based on an experience or hearsay, but they really don't. So they will make a decision not to participate because they think they know what it is. Also, it's very difficult on duplication when you put this full disclosure method into your inviting system. I've rarely seen it work. It's just too difficult for a new person. And of course, I don't recommend you hide it, because when you try to sneak around network marketing, something triggers distrust in the prospect's mind and they feel something isn't right. If they get that thought, there's very little you can do to change their mind about you. I also don't recommend you run out there and go straight to inviting to your company. An example of this would be, I just got involved in a company that, and then you say whatever. First off, I never recommend you use the words, I just got involved. That draws objections, and a lot of them. But the reason I don't recommend inviting straight to the company is because eventually you will need to mention network marketing, and they will feel baited and switched, and people do not like that. You may think that you can get your prospect all excited about your company, and the strength of that excitement will overpower their negativity about network marketing. Doesn't happen. By the way, this is not just a telephone inviting issue. It's also an issue when you send your prospect to a website that's about the company and products, and somewhere on the site it mentions network marketing, or it shows the compensation plan, but never fully handles all the objections and misunderstandings that most people have about the industry. This is a big no-no. For the network marketing explanation, I've seen that the explanation is better coming from a credible third-party source, meaning that it's not a company tool with a company logo, but coming from a person not associated with your company. When it's a company tool, skeptical prospects often think, oh, well, they're just saying all that because they want to make money off me. When it comes from a credible third-party source, it says much more. What I recommend you use to expose network marketing to your prospects is Brilliant Compensation. Now that might seem self-serving because I created Brilliant Compensation, but please listen on. What caused me to make the Brilliant Compensation video was that one of my new distributors, Donna, got started. We sat down and did a goal session, and she told me all that she wanted. With tears in her eyes, she told me her purpose for doing the business and why she was going to make it work. She wanted to purchase a piece of property that had been in her family for generations, but her mom had lost it, and she wanted to buy it back for her mom while her mom was still living. A few days after this discussion, Donna wouldn't return my phone calls. When I finally reached her, after some probing, she told me that her brother-in-law had told her that she had gotten into something that would cause her to lose all her friends. I knew that if I had been there, I could have handled that objection, because of my own experience. I didn't have 6 friends in the whole world when I came into network marketing, but since, I've made thousands of friends. So when I got off the phone with her, I decided to create a tool that would be so powerful and so effective that anyone could hand it to anyone and say, don't shoot holes in me, shoot holes in this. This meaning the tool. That was the birth of Brilliant Compensation, which has now become the industry's standard explanation. It's been used in court cases to prove the legitimacy of network marketing companies all over the world, and it's been used to educate governments about the industry. In one case in Europe, a network marketing company was in court, and it was looking like they were not going to survive it. Some of the distributors convinced the company to have the attorney show the Brilliant Compensation video in court. What they told me was that the video saved the company. The reason it's valuable for you is because it educates about network marketing but doesn't sell a particular company. Even if the prospect thinks they understand network marketing, they've probably not seen it with a Harvard-educated professor explaining why it's a legitimate and thriving industry. The prospect watches the video from an educational view instead of watching it with their guard up. This is not a minor issue. So much so, even when I'm prospecting, I send them the video. Now, don't you think that if anyone could explain network marketing to a prospect, I could? But I won't because of this credible third-party issue.